Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, check it out. This is one of those instant karma stories because this Trump voter, an influencer right here, who's always wearing a really oversized MAGA cap in his videos, made a TikTok challenging any liberal creator to a fight. And then you see it very quickly blow up in his face because he got exactly what he asked for. And then it ends up with him making a video begging for any help from his MAGA comrades. Before we hop into it, I just want to say I've been working hard lately to build something bigger, a left-leaning media ecosystem that can fight back against MAGA with facts, voices, and volume. And part of that is helping give a platform to other creators who are doing great work. So today, you'll hear from Chris Mowry, one of our contributors who's stepping in for this video. You can find his channel in description. We're building a broader entity here, a media sphere that is relentless and can push back every single day with more firepower. So drop a like, watch until the end to help boost this, and check this out.
The person to my right, his name is Ray Ray, and he's pretty quickly going to find out that you shouldn't challenge random people to fights on the internet. Let me give you a quick backdrop. Ray Ray is a TikTok creator. He loves Trump. He's always screaming about how Trump is great, and he decided that he was going to basically challenge anybody, any liberal creator to a fight, because all liberal creators are weak men. Again, That's Ray Ray to my right. And very quickly, it got very ugly for him. And so we're going to watch the whole progression of people responding to him. At one point, he has to delete his account, and then it comes back, and he backtracks. It's hilarious. Before we get into that, once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ochler on the Adam Ochler channel. If you enjoy this video, you can check out my YouTube channel in the link down below. You guys have been showing so much love to my channel, and it truly, truly, truly means the world. I love each and every one of you. All right. Let's get into it. Let's see what Ray Ray has to say. This is the video that kicks it all off. This has been going very viral. So let's take a look.
Run their mouths. Sorry. Why do liberal boys run their mouths? Why do liberal men run their mouths? Sorry. Why do liberal boys run their mouths? Like, they act so big, bad, and tough in their lives and in their videos. It's just hilarious to me. But I want to say this. I'm a big enough creator now to where I know you guys are going to see these kinds of videos. There's not one specific liberal creator that I wouldn't spar with. It cracks me up when I see Good Trouble challenging people to a push-up competition. A push-up competition.
I just want to pause really quickly. It's always insane to me, number one, when we're challenging random people on the internet to fights, like, you're a grown man, okay? Like, what are you doing? You know, that's just very, like, childish in general. And it's always this, like, alpha male subtype that wants to fight people. They just, like, get debunked, and then they're like, I'm going to fight everybody. Ray Ray doesn't particularly look like the fighting type. But also in that, I don't know if you could see in the background here, but there's a car seat. There's a car seat right there. You have a kid. You are grown. It's just embarrassing. What are you doing? Like, go do something else. And also, he mentions an individual named Good Trouble here who's going to come into the picture in a minute. Good Trouble often hosts TikTok live debates. And when alpha males like this come up, Good Trouble will say, why don't we have a push-up contest to make them feel insecure? Because Good Trouble was a former pro cyclist, so he's in shape. So let's keep watching.
A push-up competition. Like, we're 5 years old. Spar me. Good Trouble. Dean. Parker. Harry. Chris. Anybody. Any of y'all. I will raise funds and just do a national tour and just go all over the place sparring against you guys. And it'll end up just like political punches when y'all were like, oh, that's just like MAGA to have to bring violence into it. Then don't run your mouths. Don't run your mouths. If you can't run it in the ring, don't run it outside the ring. That's my challenge to y'all. Please, make a video. Let me know that you're willing to do it. And if you're not, your audience should be absolutely ashamed of you, and they should make fun of you every time you start to run your mouth in your lives, in your videos, whatever. Just say, nah, you didn't want that puff puff with Ray Ray, so don't run your mouth now. Give me a follow. We'll see you in the next one. Bow.
Bye. Okay, quickly, the Chris he was mentioning was me. And for reference again, like, no. Why would anyone ever spend their time? Why would I travel to you, to an individual I don't know, to fight you? That's very childish, right? It's one thing to admit you can't fight and not try to fight people randomly. It's another thing when, like, I don't think you're a fighting type and you're just asking to fight people on the internet. Again, the only thing I keep coming back to is, like, it's like you're a child on the internet. So Good Trouble, who is the liberal creator mentioned in this video, decided to respond to Ray Ray. And this is where things really went viral. You see 100,000 likes. So let's see what Good Trouble has to say.
men run their mouths? Sorry, why do liberal boys run their mouths? Like, they act so big, bad, and tough in their lives and in their videos. It's just hilarious to me. But I want to say this. I'm a big enough creator now to where I know you guys are going to see these kinds of videos. There's not one specific liberal creator that I wouldn't spar with.
Play the fight riff. Play it. Nah.
Anyway, I maintain that people who are intellectually outclassed in these spaces, who are routinely ragdolled in adult conversations, and that cannot pull their own weight or make any points, coherent or otherwise, often resort to this caveman-ass bullshit. And I, like an adult, make fun of this, a mockery, by offering a push-up contest, a challenge of strength, a feat of endurance, which you routinely duck. I think that that's funny. I think that you're funny. Like a clown. Ha ha. Anyway, I know that I would fold your clothes with you still inside them. That's not really up for debate. Everybody knows that that's true. The point is that you people are so triggered by words that you hear on the internet and so intellectually incapable of responding to those words with other words that you resort to Neanderthal behavior. And I find that sad.
That was beautifully said, honestly, perfectly said. Kind of what I was saying in the beginning, which is like, you lose a debate and then you're like, I want to fight people. It's like, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing? Use your words. It's embarrassing. So this goes super viral from Good Trouble. And then other people start to get involved. This individual is actually running for Congress. He's dope. You should check him out. I'll leave some links in the description. Check out the video he made.
There's not one specific liberal creator that I wouldn't spar with.
Now, it's been a few years, so I may be a little rusty, but I got some time today. Come on through.
Come on through. Again, almost just like making fun of this. Like, it's always so funny that the alpha male type, it's like, I want to fight everybody. This guy used to box, which again, I'll leave some links because he's running for Congress. It's amazing. Incredible video. So of course, this leads to an enormous amount of kickback, right? Everybody is like, Ray, come on. Like, what are we doing here? Are you gonna live up to your words? You're saying that you're gonna fight everybody. And it really goes viral. So this is Ray's response to all of it. Finally, you know, he's silent for like 7-8 days, stops posting. Let's see what he says.
Way too far. I found out today that people are doxing me. You guys are reporting videos. Men who are 290 pounds, 6'9", are challenging me to a boxing match as if they don't know that anybody can get it means within the weight division. Have you guys not watched combat sports before? Have you really?
Bro, since when was fuck around, find out, goes by the weight class rules? When has that been a thing? You can't challenge everybody on the internet to a fight and then be like, it's got to be in the weight class. Why are you fighting people? Also, he said in the beginning that he was doxxed because of this. That's never okay. Doxing just meaning that like his personal information was revealed publicly. That's not okay. But you shouldn't randomly threaten to fight people on the internet. What are you doing?
I've really never seen a boxer or a UFC fighter say anybody can get it. Do you think that the bantamweight champion is really saying John Jones can get it? Why don't y'all understand that? I'm so confused. Like, the amount of Thor and Bradley tags in my video are hilarious. Do you want me to admit that I wouldn't win against Thor and Bradley? Is that what you want? Yeah, I wouldn't win against Thor and Bradley, nor would I want to go against Thor and Bradley. That'd be like me at 5'6", 165 pounds, calling out somebody who's 4'6", 89 pounds. Are y'all serious right now? Does that make y'all feel big and tough to sit there saying face him? Goodness, I gotta be honest, like, this was supposed to be fun. It really was. I wasn't actually trying to talk about backyard scrapping or anything like that. I just wanted to continue political punches, which is...
It's always these dudes. Look at this guy. It's always these dudes who want to fight, and then, you know, when it comes time when you're getting called out on the stuff that you're promoting, everyone's like, you're like, no, I didn't really mean it like that. Yeah, such an alpha male right here.
Tag below, which was months ago, an idea that I came up with, which was red versus blue, Republicans versus Democrats in a boxing match. And for whatever reason, whether it wasn't hitting their FYP or there were Democrats who weren't interested, I couldn't get y'all on board. But now...
Yeah, dude. First of all, I don't know what he's talking about here. I guess this thing he's trying to create political punches, a literal like thing where there's like, I don't know, 32 people and everyone has, there's Democrats and Republicans and they fight each other until there's a final. Bro, yeah, the reason probably that didn't take off is because, first of all, what a weird concept. What, again, I want to point out that like politics are people's lives, right? These are human beings' lives, okay? At stake here, right? I do this because people's lives are at stake, because the country is at stake. When Donald Trump is like ignoring federal judges, our democracy is at stake. This shit is not like a fucking let's go box, okay? And number two, he mentioned me in a previous video. Why would I randomly travel like around the country to fight a random person I've never met? I'm not a toddler. That's really weird. It's very strange. So I think that's, you know, enough of a response from Ray Ray. You know, everyone's taking it too seriously. I think at the end of this, he says that he's interested in sparring Good Trouble. So Good Trouble responds. And again, very viral here. So let's see what Good Trouble has to say.
Taken way too far. I found out today that people are doxing me. You guys are reporting videos. Men who are 290 pounds, 6'9", are challenging me to a boxing match as if they don't know that anybody can get it means within the weight division. Have you guys not? There's not one specific liberal creator that I wouldn't spar with.
There's not one.
Just so that we're clear, the term anyone can get it is not specific to weight class. You're just saying that because you found out that there are giant liberal creators who want to take you up on your challenge. Myself included. Anyway, just to drive home my point, you feel intellectually inferior when you're having arguments with adults. And to prove to only yourself that you are not actually inferior, you need to prove your manhood because it's so tied up into you being superior that you have to defend it. And you do it in this caveman-ass way. Only proving our point, which is you shouldn't be on the fucking internet, John.
Yeah, no, again, beautifully said. And all of this gets so intense for this guy. Everybody is like running to his videos like, if you're going to act this alpha male, be a toddler like this, what, people are challenging you to box, you know? You can, it's a sport, you can box. And it gets bad enough to where he actually made this video like 2 days ago where he asked for backup because he's like, every time I post, I'm getting so many comments that I can't escape. So if there's MAGA people who can help me here. And this is this video, so let's take a look.
It's right about now. Basically, what's happened on this page is I have an infestation of cockroaches from Good Trouble's following. And I'm calling on my MAGA people to get rid of them. If you could, please repost this video. Please let it get out to your audience, which is my kind of people. And if that works and if that helps, I'll let you guys know so that in the future, you can do the very same thing and we can...
Yep. You need people. You need to help escaping. Listen, we could all help you get a hat that fits. I'm just saying here, dude, this hat, like this is really, I kind of noticed in the beginning, but now I'm really noticing it is like the Make America Great Again hat here. Look, it's huge. All right. So yeah, that's pretty much where we're at. And Ray is really like taking a slowdown to the internet lately after, you know, this all happened, kind of made to look like a fool, understandably so. And again, I drive home the point, like in some of Adam's videos or my videos about like alpha male, like this is just, I can't say it enough, just embarrassing, right? It's not what it means to be a man, to go around and like fight people when you can't like talk to them, right? And if you have like pent up feelings of anger or confusion or whatever, see a therapist. I see one every single Thursday, right? It's good. It's just embarrassing to be a grown human being who has a child doing stuff like this. Like, oh, go do something else with your time. Especially when you're supporting Donald Trump, who, again, is threatening our democracy by ignoring judges. I've made multiple videos on that now. I know Adam does every single day. We have him deporting people without due process. We have this very... up and down tariff plan that is no plan, right? It's 50% one day, 100% the next day, 0% the next day that has, you know, Americans very concerned about their economic well-being. I think the consumer confidence report that came out was the second lowest since 1981. People feeling very uncertain about their economic futures. He's passed less legislation through this point of his presidency. We're about 125 days-ish in. Through 125 days, he's passed less legislation than any president in the last 7 decades. And he holds both the House and the Senate. Like, nothing is getting done. He's tearing apart our democracy. He's hurting people's lives. And not only are you still supporting him, when I guarantee, like, no offense, Ray Ray could not name any of his policies. And when he gets challenged on naming his policies, he runs around on the internet and threatens to fight people. And it's embarrassing. So Ray Ray, I'm very sorry about that. And yeah, also it was kind of challenging to make this video because I found out that he mentioned me in the first video, but he blocked my account on TikTok. So I guess he never really wanted me to respond. I was never planning to anyway. Again, I think we all have better things to do, focus on what actually matters here. But I did want to show you this and give it a lesson to any people, anyone out there. Don't threaten to randomly fight people on the internet, especially if you're this guy. Very strange. Listen, if you enjoy this video, leave a like, subscribe down below. I appreciate you so much. Again, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description. My name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. I appreciate each and every single one of you, and I can't wait to see you in the next video.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.